This weekend, there will be a march on Washington to protest mass shootings in schools, organized by the teens from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, who, of course, lost 17 beloved fellow students and staff when a former classmate opened fire in Parkland, Florida. They're now demanding that Congress pass tougher gun control laws, but so far they haven't. So in the absence of federal action, gun control advocates are urging states to take up the fight, and they point to Connecticut as a model. After the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School more than 5 years ago, that state passed some of the toughest gun laws in the country, and advocates say they're working. Anthony Brooks from member station WBUR reports.
Thank you for being here. Thank you. We appreciate it.
School safety and the shootings in Parkland, Florida were the focus of a recent discussion at the Silver Lane Elementary School in East Hartford, Connecticut. The small group included Governor Daniel Malloy, teachers, and parents like Nicole Nathaniel.
A lot of kids are worrying. It kind of throws off their focus in the classroom. They should be focusing on their schoolwork, but they're wondering who's going to come through the building.
As a parent, Nicole Nathaniel understands that worry. Back in 2012, Adam Lanza shot his way into the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, killing 20 first graders and 6 educators. Since then, there have been more than 200 school shootings across the country, including the one in Parkland, Florida last month.
I think we've really reached a tipping point. I think Parkland struck a chord or a nerve.
This is Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Connecticut Democrat who joined the discussion in East Hartford.
And the students who are in the streets and state capitals are demanding that we do better. The time for action based on the Connecticut model is now.
The Connecticut model is a series of gun measures that are among the toughest in the country, signed into law following Sandy Hook, after people like Poe Murray of Newtown demanded action.
I did not lose a child, but the shooter was my neighbor, and I have 4 children that attended the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Murray heads the Newtown Action Alliance, which advocates for stricter gun laws. After the Sandy Hook shooting, advocates like her wanted Congress to take action, just like the students from Parkland, Florida are demanding now. But in the wake of the nation's worst school shooting, Washington did nothing.
We were completely heartbroken and very angry that they did not honor with action after the tragedy here. More importantly, though, what we did was we watched other mass shootings occurring over and over and again.
But where Congress failed to act, Connecticut did. State lawmakers expanded an assault weapons ban and outlawed high-capacity magazines. They required background checks for the sale of all firearms, tightened gun ownership regulations, and increased funding for mental health and school security. Governor Daniel Malloy pushed hard for the measures, signed them into law, and says they're working.
Crime is down here. Homicides are down here. Violent crime is down here more than it is anywhere else in the country in the last 4 years.
Malloy says Florida lawmakers should have passed similar laws after the 2016 attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, when a gunman slaughtered 49 people.
If Florida had done, after the Orlando shooting, what Connecticut had done, the Parkland shooting couldn't have taken place.
There's no way to know that for sure. But it is true that the Florida killer bought his AR-15-style rifle, which is banned in Connecticut, legally from a Florida gun shop. According to the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, states with the strictest gun laws, like Connecticut, California, and Massachusetts, have the lowest rates of gun deaths. While states with the least restrictive laws, like Alaska, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, have the highest.
I think what Connecticut did was go about it from the wrong approach.
Scott Wilson is among those who say Connecticut went too far and is trampling on Second Amendment rights. Wilson heads the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, which challenged the state's gun laws in federal court and lost. But he says a better way to make schools safer is to make them more secure and give teachers the means to defend themselves.
We do know that the killer in Sandy Hook shot his way into the school, and the first person that encountered Adam Lanza was the principal of the school, and she was, you know, summarily executed on the spot. And it would have been helpful if this person, Adam Lanza, had been met with proportionate response to put an end to his threat to the children in that school.
Wilson argues we protect banks and state capitals with guns. Why not schools?
I think that would be a fair solution as opposed to stripping and eradicating our constitutional rights little by little.
Thank you. Thank you.
but he's hired immediately.
Back at the Silver Lane Elementary School in East Hartford, Governor Malloy says he wants to spend more on making schools safer, but he opposes arming teachers. Everybody here agrees with that, including the teachers, the parents, and Senator Richard Blumenthal.
The Connecticut model of school safety is a national model for how we can make schools safer without weaponizing our educators.
Since Sandy Hook, more than two dozen states have passed or introduced measures to loosen some of their gun laws. Following the shootings in Parkland, Florida lawmakers actually strengthened theirs. It remains to be seen if that's the start of a new trend. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.